Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome. Oh, here I go. I just turned myself up.
Yeah, good morning.
And welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Monday, big week.
And how does it
feel? This is a huge week.
How does it feel? Daylight savings time. We were definitely up. We got here a whole half hour early. A half hour earlier than we usually get here. You know, just ready to, okay, let's get out the door. We're ready to go. I don't know how other people are feeling, but
it started at 5 this morning.
Something I know it's restful about having daylight savings time over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, it's always on the weekend.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been on the planet for a certain amount of time, but I always thought maybe it middle of the week it started sometimes.
No, it always starts on weekends. That way you can set your clocks forward or back and it doesn't hurt as much. Somebody's already set our clocks in here, so that's good. Good morning, everybody. Today, like I said, the 6th, 7:05 in the morning, and as usual, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. And Christina's here. She's our producer of choice. Here you go. How you doing?
Good morning.
Did you get to sleep an extra hour? No, you didn't, because you were working.
I was actually... I wake up and I thought I missed my job because I was having just a clock on the wall.
Yeah.
And I woke up and it was like 7. I'm like, ah.
Well, we did the clock turn back. I think this morning I worked on the oven. But the oven is from 1998, the stove oven portion.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be late. You were
and
still in there.
It was. I kept, you know, with it, I would hear the click, click of the clock, you know, of when you press the button down.
Yeah.
So I had to wait for it to go through a 24-hour cycle. So I'm hoping by the time we get home today, it's on the, the PM, not the AM.
The oven's not on, is it?
No, no.
Well, it
no.
really doesn't make
now
any
you got
difference.
Me freaked out. No, the clock is different. Don't do that to me.
It doesn't make any difference on the stove clock if it's AM or PM, really.
Well, that's
true. As it does on the alarm clock.
And I think it's a little early. I'd rather set my clock earlier. I don't know how people feel about it. 7:07 in the morning now, but
it's some really people 8:07.
Some people may be waking up and saying, oh, my gosh, you know, is it 7:10? Is it 15? You know, because sometimes that second hand, we screw around with it. But that's the good thing about sometimes having the cell phone always tells you what time it is.
It's 7:07.
Yeah, 7:07 on our phone. So you just turned 7:08. Hey, showers today. Could you believe how stormy it was last night? Downpour. I don't even know how many inches, but there's possibility of a thunderstorm up high near 63 today. Now, we may have gusts of wind up to 20 miles per hour. And, of course, it's just 100% chance of, well, let's talk about chance. It's going to rain today. But let's be careful because we do have some fog warnings. We've got patchy fog. And let's see, what did it say? New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. So watch out for those drains. Maybe some little flash flooding could happen with the drains. So be careful about that. We could, again, get winds as gusts up to 20 miles an hour tonight. Tuesday, it looks like we've got chance of showers once again. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 63. But as we get to Tuesday night, looks like we've got clear skies with about 45. Wednesday, sunny and a high near 67 with winds and gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Thursday, we have chance of showers again. And Friday, once again, showers before 10. On Veterans Day on Saturday, looks like mostly sunny with a high near 66. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. We love this whole veteran. Right now, we do a salute to our veterans, always. We're going to be doing a salute to our veterans during our holiday as well with special businesses that come forward and say we salute our veterans. For those who are families of veterans that are overseas or locally here, it's something that we always do because we're a veteran-owned business. But going back to Shasta Gas Propane, they've been with us since the very beginning, 365-3793 for veteran and senior discounts.
And speaking of the storm, there's still 620 people without power.
Ooh.
That lost it Sunday. And
well, it was.
There was 822, and they've got it down to 620. It's all in eastern Shasta County.
Yeah, torrential. The torrential rains were. We could hear it last night. Can you believe this? Fountains are full.
Yeah, we moved. We moved Odina the Wonder Horse from her one stall into another. The one stall, it's a great place where we keep her, first of all. And it's just outstanding. I can't say enough about Casey Robertson and the stable there. And the people, you know, that help out.
And let's talk about Dr. Shaw and the gang at Crossroads.
But where she is in her, because we had to keep her in a smaller turnout, the drainage in that one spot isn't as good. So we moved her yesterday, and it was just at the right time. So, yes. And the...
People that love horses, they always ask me when I'm someplace, give us an update on your horse. Well, you know, she's been in a year of rehab with her, and she is – the beautiful thing is that we take her in every 6 weeks.
Like three different things.
And she is getting better because, you do the work, and it's nice to hear that from the veterans and the vet techs that you're really following the doctor's orders religiously, which is what we do. We're out there every single day to make sure that she has – like, you know, sugar-free hay and certain things. And then because her stall had a certain turnout that could have been super mucky.
It would have been super mucky today.
But I mean, even though she's got a covered area. So we changed her stall. So thank you so much again for that. And also, you want to talk about the Veterans Day Parade on Saturday that we had the great privilege of being on the stand up there.
The stand and announcing that. It was just another great parade. Horses. Miss Redding Rodeo was there. There were all types of military vehicles. There were veterans from every conflict, World War II, Korea, Global War on Terror, Vietnam. Kim Chamberlain, in the first year they've done this, is kind of the veteran advocate of the century, and that's Kim Chamberlain.
And let's not forget Mini Coopers and the Corvette Club and
the Dirt Junkies.
Oh, they were
the Dirt Junkies and their Razors, and they were just a whole bunch. There was just a great
marching bands from every high school.
Oh yeah, Sequoia, Shasta, they were all there. It was a great parade.
Enterprise,
and it didn't rain. Two flyovers, Highway Patrol, and of course Ron Lim. Was out there flying.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, Ron. See what else was there. By the way, our veterinarian is Dr. Kelly Shaw. Dr. Kelly Shaw.
Crossroads veterinarian. Yes.
And she is just.
Sure, we had our hands full. Friday was the first day. I wasn't on the air Friday. I want you to know because I was the first time that I was driving a truck with a trailer in the back, and I thought. I felt very accomplished being able to do that. Now the horse wasn't in the truck in the trailer, but anyway, so I had to get there.
It was a good start.
You had the show and then you had meetings afterwards, but anyway, so we were waiting so that we could see the X-rays and the doctor gave us a great, like she's improving so much. So that really makes you feel like your team. Your team is everything. Do you know? As we get ready to go into the fall, or we are in the fall. Hello, and we look at when you're. Electricity's out. Your team, you just hope that your team is there, and as a community, your team is there. And so I would encourage, to think about, like, when this Thanksgiving happens, and as a community, what are you doing something to dig a little deeper, to have a Thanksgiving meal that you can give to somebody that you can be part of the Stuff the Bus or part of the, Adopt a Veteran or the Northern California Catholic, social families that are looking for families in need that need to do things. So it is a season for that.
There is. And by the way, if you want to come to the Marine Corps Ball, don't. We are full. And, but, we've got 300 people, and so thank you very, very much. I had to put in the final food order in on Friday, and now I have to change it this morning to add another 20 meals.
Well, that's a good thing.
That we had forgotten about. Anyway, uh-huh. But we are and a big shout-out to Wind River for helping us, and Sarah. Sarah over there. She is just an expert.
They do a great job when it comes to their large banquets.
But we've been doing Marine Corps Ball there for a decade, and they have just done a wonderful job in supporting us on that. What else? Well, I think it's time for a break, our first break of the week. There are so many things going on to help. Stuffing the buses. RABA is having their annual collecting donations so that veterans have RABA bus passes. That's going to be on the 9th. I'm going to be at Crown Motors that day with our annual salute to the veterans there. We have veterans come in and speak. Ted Lighty's going to be my co-host, and we're going to be at Crown Motors. And veterans, I hope you come by and get on the show with us. It's going to be a wide open show with different veterans and different veterans groups coming in. So I am just, you're invited. So please come and join me at Crown Motors on Thursday. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a locally owned, locally operated bank that provides just great service to their customers. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. 4 branches, Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Win a Sundance Spa on November 9th at the VFW in Anderson, sponsored by the local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the Shasta County Gun Owners. There's never been a more important time to celebrate American patriotism and the Second Amendment. $40 gets you an amazing dinner by Rockin' P and a chance to win a Sundance Spa. Live auction and drawing items include CCW classes, guns, desserts, and more. Tickets available at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas in Jones Fort. Call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entry. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
All right, we're tuning in.
Monday, the 6th of November, 7:20 in the morning, and on the phone is Anne Marie with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, located on Mistletoe Drive. Okay, Anne Marie, turn it loose. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. We are still without power. Ours went out yesterday, so I'm using a flashlight to do this segment this morning.
Wow. Okay.
But,
well, thank you.
I'm here. as we begin our community calendar, the Reading Veterans Home has its November wish list out. They are looking for donations of socks, men's ankle, crew, and diabetic, men's t-shirts, all sizes, sweatpants, all sizes, electric razors, art supplies, picture frames, military gear like lanyards, t-shirts, hats, and mugs, full sizes of shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, and lotion, regular and sugar-free candy, funny t-shirts, hats, and joke books, water bottles and coffee mugs, room or yard decorations, watches and costume jewelry, stuffed animals, seasonal items, mixed nuts, Pubnik, and chips, cocktail-sized plates and napkins, and 12 packs of soda pop. Before delivering any donations or for additional information, please call 530-222-7526. On Thursday, November 9th, you can help support a fundraiser for the Reading Veterans Home from 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. at Mod Pizza in Reading on Dana Drive. They will donate 20% of all sales to the Veterans Home. Just mention the fundraiser code when ordering. Mod gives 20. Mod Pizza is located at 913 Dana Drive in Reading. To view the fundraiser flyer, check out the Veterans Home of California Reading on Facebook. Now, my next event, Mr. Carl, I don't know if you want me to plug. It was for the Marine Corps Ball.
Well, I've already plugged it, so you can, and we're full.
That's what I thought. Go to the
but
next
it is,
one.
It's the 248th birthday of the United States Marine Corps.
So happy birthday, United States Marine Corps. Starting off Veterans Day morning, November 11th, with the Anderson VFW Post 9650 monthly breakfast. From 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., located at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. The menu includes chicken fried steak with white gravy, hashed brown potatoes, egg, biscuit, fruit cup, coffee, and juice. Breakfast is by donations only. Suggested donation is $10. This Veterans Day breakfast is open to the public. For more information, call the VFW Post at 530-365-9650. After breakfast on Veterans Day, be sure to stop by the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, located at 11800 Gas Point Road in Igo, for a special Veterans Day ceremony, which will begin at 10:55 a.m., and last about an hour. This event is open to the public, and all are encouraged to come and honor our veterans. For more information on the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, call 530-396-2429. And for more information regarding the Veterans Day ceremony, because there's a lot involved in that particular ceremony, you can visit calvet.ca.gov. There will be a free lockbox giveaway on Saturday, November 11th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Nice Shot Shooting Range located at 4765 Caterpillar Road in Reading. The lockbox is to safely store your medications or firearms and will be given away while supplies last. On Saturday night, you can check out Chad Bushnell, Veterans Day Hometown Throwdown at the State Theater located at 333 Oak Street in Red Bluff. Tickets start at $25 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7 p.m. Since we are focusing on events for our veterans this week, I wanted to mention a very special event taking place at the Reading Veterans Home next week so you can save the date. The Adopt a Vet program will start November 16th at 11 a.m. at the Reading Veterans Home located at 3400 Knighton Road. Grab a tag from the tree. Each tag lists a resident's gift wish. The event will run until all tags are gone. While there, be sure and visit with some of our veterans. What a fun way to say thank you and give a little holiday cheer to those that have served. We cannot thank you enough. This is Anne-Marie with your community calendar.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. And where are you located? Your area that you are out of electricity.
I'm in the group you mentioned in the eastern part. I don't want to say exactly where because, I mean, our whole area is dark. I got up at 3 in the morning, couldn't get back to sleep. I got up at 3 in the morning, looked out the window, pitch black everywhere.
Well, so you're one of 623.
So I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone.
Oh, but thank you for calling in and giving us the update. That's, you know, that just shows a complete real trooper. Appreciate you.
Well, given the fact that it's Veterans Day week, there was no way I was going to miss it. If I had to drive down there and do it in person, I was definitely going to make the switch.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, and thanks a lot, Anne-Marie. And by the way, the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, located at services located at 657 Mistletoe Drive, right here, or Lane, right here in Reading. You can call them at 530-224-2345. Now, there's a lot of things happening in our county for Veterans Day. Of course, we had the Veterans Day parade that we were at, and it was just a great parade. It didn't rain. It was perfect. The Sundial Bridge lighting, and it's going to light it green, is going to be tomorrow, and it's going to stay lit green until the 10th. The Shasta County Admin Building is going to be green, also green lit, or lit green, 11-6 through 11-12. And a salute to the Veterans Fundraiser at Cornerstone Banks in Anderson and Reading. Drive through the donation event to provide RABA bus passes for vets that goes from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 9th. So, and you can also, if you want to, you can take a green light and put it in your, you know, on your door there, in your door light, and keep that on.
That's
and say
fantastic.
We, you know, we support our veterans. This is, there's 16,000 veterans in Shasta County, and that's just veterans. It doesn't count their families when you think about it. That's a lot of veterans for a county this size.
Now, would you consider even the National Guard?
Oh, yeah, everybody.
The National Guard that's being ready, that's right now being ready to be called up on many fronts.
Oh, yeah, National Guard, the Reserves, you know, people that served, and not combat veterans. I mean, it's just a lot of people served in the military that were not in combat. So guess what? They're all veterans, and I applaud and I salute every one of them. So, yeah. Okay, and speaking of veterans, how about a veteran-owned business like Crackmaster Windshield Repair? Jeff Wurst does just outstanding work on the on windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He guarantees his work. Don't fool around with your family safety with the changes in weather and all this. You want to make sure your windshield is good and not be driving down the road and all of a sudden get a crack all the way across it because you didn't fix a chip. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with U Prep and their musical that's coming up.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introducing you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You got to saddle up your boys. You've got to draw a hard line. When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. 7:33 in the morning here on the 6th of November. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, a great place to shop. It's getting to be Christmas. It's time. Start going down there and looking. They have a fabulous selection of jewelry at fabulous prices. the only watch repairman in the whole Northern California area, and the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we are here with UPrep and Romney Clements. Good morning, Romney.
Good morning, Carl.
And, of course, we have everyone in accent today.
Oh, yeah.
We are talking Mary Poppins,
yes,
and the new musical coming up. Romney, when does it begin?
We open this Friday night at 7 o'clock.
All right, and the run will last?
It's 2 weekends, so we always have 2 shows on Saturday, one at 2 o'clock and one at 7. So, and then again next week on the 17th at 7, and then the 18th at 2 o'clock and 7.
And,
as well.
And you have required everyone, including yourself, to be speaking in their accent for the last 2 weeks. Is that correct?
I have, and I really don't know how good I am at it, but I warned all the teachers at school that the children would be speaking in accents and that they were not trying to be impudent.
Impudent.
That they were just being required, and I also have found it's kind of hard to get out of it. We sound rather awful.
So when you drive up to get your coffee or you go to Target or you get gas or whatever, you're speaking in an accent. I will say one of the gentlemen that came into the station today, into the studio, spoke in an accent. And I was like, wow. I mean, is he really here from England? And, you know, so I was very impressed, not understanding that they truly were in character with the accent, which, why not? Think it, get it polished.
Yeah, they have to live it. They have to get it in their ear and make it second nature.
So how long has Mary Poppins been around?
Oh, my gosh. I think like
1940s.
Yeah, like over 60 years.
Okay.
It is the classic of the traditional
1940s?
Musical.
I was in the 1960s. No, I was in the back of the
that would be
my
the
parents'
late
Ford.
50s.
Yeah,
late
I think 50s, the movie, honey. Yeah, came out in
in
the 60s.
Because I remember going to a drive-in and sitting in the back, sleeping in the back when you know, in those days when you could stick in the back.
Yes, it was the best.
Yes, and yes. I could tuck in there, and Mary Poppins was at a drive-in.
Yeah, the stories have been around
since Placerville, the one with Julie Andrews,
yes,
and Dick Van Dyke,
yes,
and it was just
iconic.
Iconic love.
Yes.
So, shall we meet the cast?
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You first.
I'm Seth Austin. I'll be playing Bert for Mary Poppins. I'm a junior at UPrep. This is my fifth musical so far. I'm getting old. And I'm really excited to be representing UPrep and playing the role of Bert.
Okay.
I'm Daphne Royce, and I'll be playing Mary Poppins. I'm a senior at UPrep, and this is my third musical with UPrep.
Okay. Next.
Hello. My name is Brooke Burris, and I am a junior at UPrep.
Talking Speak to that microphone.
I'm talking in. I'm a junior at UPrep, and this is my sixth UPrep musical, and I'm playing Winifred Banks.
Okay. And?
Morning, this is Benjamin Cusworth. I am playing as George Banks. I'm a senior at UPrep, and I'm very excited to be, because this is my very first musical.
Wow.
Well, okay, well, wait a minute. Come back here. So what got you into this? Is this your first? Everybody else has got five or six? Or
Yeah, it was actually them that got me into it.
Yeah.
Them that got me into it.
Do you have a musical background?
I mean, I've sung most of my life, but I've never
You're
really
in
done,
choir.
Like, acting.
Are you not, Ben? Are you
this
in
is my
choir?
First year in choir, too.
Okay.
Well, good.
I don't think he realized
out.
He would end up with such a big role when
no.
he auditioned.
I thought it would be like Admiral Boom. I want to shoot my cannon.
Okay, Mary Poppins, hop back in here.
Yes.
So, what do you do to get ready for this?
To get ready, I usually drink a lot of hot tea. A lot of hot tea for my voice. And then as well as practicing the lines and scripts and memorizing everything and going through all the motions and...
You had to learn how to talk, did you not?
Oh, yes. At the very start, I listened to... Well, actually, I pulled up a TikTok and I was like, how do you talk British? And then it was just forget the R's and then pronunciate your T's and then that's how I described
forget your R's.
Forget your R's. So there's no R, it's ah. Just ah.
Ah, okay. Yes. Okay, let's go into... Okay. You're Brent? Tell me who you are again. I'm sorry.
I'm Winifred Banks, the
Winifred.
Mom.
Winifred. Okay, and how do you get ready for this?
Well, I got my accent ready by watching 7 hours of The Great British Baking Show. Yeah, just one after the other.
Did you make something from The British Baking Show?
No, I am a horrible cook. It's bad.
Well, keep singing then, and you won't have to worry about that.
That's true.
Okay, gents, now, our lead in Mary Poppins.
Mm,
and so, how did you prepare for this?
Well, to get the role, I kind of just honed into the accent by watching, you know, Dick Van Dyke in the original Mary Poppins movie. I think I watched the Chimney scene maybe 20 times right before I auditioned, and it just kind of fit together. You know, I don't usually like stressing for roles. I usually just hop on stage and see what happens and then figure it out later. And it's been working so far. Hopefully I won't eat that, but we'll find out.
Well, where are we on the time? Because I think we have to take a break. We're gonna
No, we got 5 minutes.
Oh, good. So we do need a song. Okay. Definitely need a song.
We need at least one song right now, and then we'll get another one. So, which one is this, Romney?
I think that they have decided to do a little bit of Supercalifragilistic.
Oh, gosh. And, of course, we are talking about Mary Poppins, the musical that's at it's going to be at the – is it David Marr?
Yes, it's okay. The David Marr Auditorium.
All right, and that opens this weekend.
This Friday?
Yes, Mom.
Friday and right. Saturday. Okay. So, let's hear it.
Ready? Okay. I'll start us off. So, how about you guys sing Jump In at the Supercali?
I know,
we'll
tell them what we're singing.
Oh, yes. We are singing the iconic Supercali Fragilistic Expialidocious. Okay. When trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leap through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation keen. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, okay, bravo. I was waiting for the next one. I was starting to dance. You know.
Does it modulate from there?
Oh, yeah.
Does it go to the... Okay.
And then it goes crazy. We do a lot of gestures, and it's going to be very energetic.
When do you dance with the broom?
The broom? That's... Boy, Step in Time is definitely the first time that we had the chimney sweep, but I tend to have a broom lingering throughout the show.
Yeah, Bert always has
Bert
a
always has a
I have something that I'm missing with always on stage.
Okay. How much fun. Now, why did you select this property?
This actual show. Well, that's an interesting question. I was actually having a hard time deciding on this year's show. It's also our 20th show. So I knew that it had to be big. And it was actually a student who said, Mrs. Clements, what about Mary Poppins? And I was like, yes, what about Mary Poppins?
What about Mary Poppins?
And she ended up actually not auditioning, Josie. But that just stuck. And, you know, I always kind of think in my head, do I have the right people for this show? And I kind of thought that I did. And it needed to be big, and this one is big. This is a big show.
How many people are in the show?
There are, total, with our backstage crew, because it's a fully student-run backstage crew, 71 students.
Oh, wow. What a...
Between the cast and the dancers and the backstage crew, it's huge.
In my experience doing theater...
Between your football team and your Mary Poppins... That's the whole school.
And volleyball.
And volleyball.
Yes.
And
from my experience from doing theater in high school, was that is like forever friendships. have been formed. Because when you have the high school, the band, you've got people doing the lights, your buddies from your junior friends or people that you learn to drive with doing the lights and the sound and people, you know, helping you with your, you know, your props. There's something that's just like, man, that is a team building experience. You will forever, ever. I mean, when you're 40 and 50, you're going to remember you did the musical together.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
I definitely agree because we all see our ups and downs in this musical as well as voice cracks, anything bad that happens, dancing mess-ups, because we're all learning as one right now because some of the things that are being done in this musical aren't super common, and so this will be a very special one to watch.
Okay.
Like tapping.
Like what?
Yes, lots of tap.
Hear the tap sound of a triple, are there triple tap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Step in time is 10 plus minutes long.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Okay. That's a long time.
We're talking, try not to have shin splints.
Okay, yeah. Now we have another song, I'm sure, right? Yeah, of course we do, but let's take a break first. We're here with U Prep and Romney Clements, who is the theater director.
Yes, I am.
And she's got everybody in character for the last 2 weeks telling all their teachers they're not making fun of the class.
Right.
They are not trying to be facetious. They are just getting into character, and I bet the teachers love it.
Oh, yes, I think they get into it as well. Mr. Poole kind of joins in with the
joins
call.
Joins in.
So, yes,
and, now, do you have all your friends speaking in this accent after they've been talking to you? Pretty soon it just is contagious.
It just kind of happens.
It does. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tracking Equipment for all your Kubota needs, tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. You do it all, they do it local. Located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, you can reach them. You can ring them at 530-221-6800. NorCal Tractor and Equipment, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
Kick off your Veterans Day weekend Thursday, November 9th, 6 p.m. Anderson VFW. Each dinner by Rockin' P gets you a 1 in 500 chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Auction fundraiser with great prices including firearms by Shasta County Gun Owners, Chapter of California Rifle and Pistol Association. Tickets and reading at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas or Jones Fort. Donate or volunteer, call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
And welcome back to the morning show here on this beautiful Monday morning. Yes, that's right. This is KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM with Your Talk Radio streaming live as well on KCNR1460.com. If you're just tuning in, we're in that magic moment of we've got four wonderful talents here. Well, five actually, because we have our director here. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well.
And everyone's speaking in accents if you're just tuning in, because Mary Poppins is debuting around the corner here at UPrep at the David Marr Theater. And we have four of the great leads that are here today to give us a little spell.
And they're, of course, the director, and the director of all of this, Romney Clements, is here and told us how they selected Mary Poppins, and that for the last 2 weeks, all of her characters are in character with the English accent.
Yes, you know,
including you.
Yes, I can't police them when they're at home, of course, but you know, I just rely on their sense of honesty to keep this going, even at home and out about in the community and all.
We're here with Seth, Daphne, Brooke, and Benjamin, and they're getting ready to sing another song, and one of the favorites from Mary Poppins. So,
we will be singing A Spoonful of Sugar.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way. The honey bees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire, ever buzzing to and fro. Because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip. And hence they find their task is not a grind. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Bravo, bravo. Oh, my
hey,
gosh.
You know what? I think what we want to just commend the four of you, because, first of all, that was a cappella.
Yes.
And there were, I don't know, with the performance happening coming up this weekend, is it going to be the band, the school band, or are you singing to tracks?
We sing to tracks. We don't have a pit orchestra. Our band has been busy this fall doing we have our first ever pep band that we've ever had at the school, at the football games. So they're doing other duties. And we never had, a pit. So the first year that the tracks actually became available and we weren't trying to, like, find music to use for our shows, it was very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. The way the kids can go home, our students, actors, can go home with the track. And there's a different energy level with really being able to memorize it differently than if you have live musicians, because everything happens with a different tempo sometimes when it's live.
Yes, and that's the great part about having a live orchestra is the give and take. And so they have to be much more
precise
with what they're singing to keep everything timed with the track.
Yes.
But we have, they're called rehearsal tracks also that they get to rehearse with. And then we have the performance tracks.
And today they have a tech rehearsal.
Yes. We are rehearsing from 8:30 this morning until 6 o'clock. So it will be there one early night, because the rest of the nights will start after school and go until 9. But this full day where we can run it a couple of times is really, really helpful.
Yes.
So instead of going to class, you go to...
Yes, we go to musical.
You go to musical. I like that. Yes. I like that.
Yes, yeah, you know, it's like...
Instead of going to class today, I'm going to rodeo.
Athletes, you know, every once in a while have to miss class for a game. And,
that's
and,
right.
And so now we are missing some class for the musical.
Now, let me go back to... let me start with Seth and... I'm sorry, Daphne and Benjamin. You two are seniors this year.
Yes.
So what are you going to do at the end of this? At least your plans right now. I'm not holding you to it. Get in close.
For the rest of your life. Ben.
Well, no, I mean right after school. Are you where are you planning on going? Are you planning on staying with music? Or what do you think? Is it too early?
For my plan for college is to, well, first of all, I plan on going to college. I plan to go to UC Davis or really any UC in the area. I don't think I'm going to pursue musical, but I absolutely do love it. Preferably mechanical engineering, because my entire family is mechanical.
Okay, good. That's good to know. But you know what? You can always, you know, we have fabulous theater around
community
here, as
theater,
you know, that
is
people,
wonderful.
Oh my gosh, you know, they're mechanical engineers during the day and they're just super entertainers at night.
But I'm never going to stop singing. So.
Oh, good. That's great. Okay.
Sing in the shower.
And Daphne.
Yes. I will be going to Shasta College for 2 years, getting that for free, and then I should be studying business and something music. I am definitely going to be pursuing music in the future, so hopefully getting some recording in and performing soon. So, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Thank you. You know, Linda started when she was, I don't know, 14. You were 13, 14 when you started, and she's still singing today. So.
Yes, and let me tell you, children, if you ever want a master class on how to command a stage, watch Miss Linda Bott over here, because she can work a stage like no one I've ever seen. No one in this town should ever MC except for her for anything. She's amazing.
It's amazing.
Well, okay. So let's get Seth and Brooke back in here, get your final thoughts here. So you've got another year, so you're going to stay with this?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Of course.
I've done it since sixth grade. I think.
Push him out of the way. Yeah, get out of the way.
I've done it since sixth grade, so I want to, you know, keep my streak.
Keep your streak.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I tell you what, we've enjoyed over the years so many of your performances over there.
Okay.
And it is just it's delightful. So, and I think Mary Poppins is going to be a, what?
Well, we have to ask you.
I asked Seth. Well, I asked them. They're juniors. They got another year.
We'll be back next year.
They're going to be back next year. Then we can ask them. You've got all year to think about it. What are you going to do when you graduate? So, okay.
Again, get your tickets.
Yeah, one more time.
UPrepMusical.org online. They can get tickets or they can buy them at the door.
Okay, and it's going to be?
This Friday is opening night, the 10th. At 7 o'clock, and then on Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and then the same thing next week on the 17th and 18th.
Wonderful. So, final thoughts?
We'd like to give an amazing thank you to all of our directors, our music director, Brad Fowers, our dance director, choreographer, Marissa Canavy, and of course, our amazing, amazing stage director, Clements, Romney Clements, and Miss Dempsey. We love them all.
See, she's practicing already when she goes up in front. Daphne's already practicing that. When she goes up in front to collect that Grammy or that with that award, she goes, I'd like to thank my manager. I'd like to thank
No, they have
Carl
to thank
and,
me.
But Romney, I'd like to thank her. Then, of course, Carl and Linda Butt for having us on the radio show.
Yes.
So when you're up there in front of Tony or any of those, let us know.
Give them a shout out.
Okay. You know what? This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely, guys. Congratulations. We know that's a very thick script. There's a lot of stage direction. You're in tech rehearsals today. When did they have to actually be off book?
Oh, already.
We've been off
a couple weeks.
Okay, you've been off book.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
so do you guys get together and still do like a room practice where you have? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
We've been practicing in the mornings for the last 2 weeks as well.
Yeah, they'll be able to recite those lines 6 years from now. They'll look at each other and say, buh, 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 and they'll go, buh, buh, buh. They'll be getting gas, and that'll be. They'll just like, you know, hook up right where they left off. I love that, you guys. Congratulations. So excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Break a leg. And everybody, it sounds like a great musical this weekend. Hey, we got a break for the news, and we're going to come back with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store.
These damn things kill me.
KCNR.
The strip from the rest of the territory. Meanwhile, America's top diplomat wrapping up his Mideast tour as the U.S. tries to keep the war from expanding while lobbying for humanitarian pauses in Israel's anti-terror offensive.
As the strikes against Hamas targets continue in Gaza, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Middle East leaders, calling for a humanitarian pause to get hostages released and humanitarian aid to Gaza. But in a surprise meeting in Baghdad with the leader of Iraq, Blinken warned against militants stepping up drone attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East.
Don't do it.
Earlier, Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, envisioning a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis.
Palestinian voices have to be at the center of that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel says President Biden is doing poorly in crucial swing states, citing new polls from the New York Times and Siena College.
They're scared. He's a terrible candidate for president, even though he is an incumbent president. His poll numbers are terrible. He's losing significantly in a matchup with former President Trump in 5 battleground states.
McDaniel talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. He's on the stand. Former President Trump has started testifying in a civil fraud lawsuit, accusing him of dramatically inflating his net worth. Mr. Trump says a New York City trial is purely political, and he says the presiding judge is clearly biased against him. On Wall Street, the Dow up 20 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Most importantly, Direct Bullion USA is a faith-based company that understands your family's financial goals, and we're here to help you preserve your wealth and faith. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Google going on trial in San Francisco federal courts.
A jury will decide whether Google's digital payment processing system in the App Play Store has been illegally driving up prices. The case is being brought by Epic Games, the maker of the popular Fortnite video game, which lost in a similar trial in 2021 that focused on many of the same issues in Apple's iPhone App Store. In that trial, the judge and an appeals court both determined that Apple should allow apps to provide links to other payment options, a change that could undermine the up to 30% commissions that both Apple and Google collect on digital purchases made with a mobile app. I'm Donna Water.
South Korea planning to launch its first domestically built spy satellite by the end of the month, part of its effort to keep an eye on North Korea. The plan was unveiled days after the North failed to follow through on a vow to make a third attempt to launch its own satellite in October. There is a sweet treat recall.
The FDA
received reports of at least 7 illnesses in 5 states linked to lead-tainted pouches of apple cinnamon fruit puree marketed for children. Schnucks Markets and Weis Market announced recalls of their cinnamon applesauce products because they may contain high levels of lead. Parents and caregivers should not buy or serve the cinnamon applesauce pouches. Lead is toxic to people of all ages, but it can be especially harmful to children. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Promoting a huge cash infusion for Amtrak, President Biden is off to an Amtrak maintenance facility in Bear, Delaware today, announcing more than $16 billion in new funding that will go for 25 passenger rail projects between Boston and D.C. His remarks will be delivered at the Amtrak Bear maintenance shops. The White House says all that money will help the trains run faster and will create union jobs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 6th of November, it's a big week, my friends. So many things happening. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina is at the helm of the Starship, Free Fire Radio.
Well, Sue stepped in for a second.
Just for one moment.
Oh, that's Sue.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
I was like, her hair exploded. Where did it come from?
So, anyway, good morning, and Linda's got the weather.
Good morning, everybody. Showers and a possible thunderstorm today. Our temperatures are going to reach around 63. We may have gusts of wind up to 20 miles per hour. But it looks like we just, well, right now, if you look outside, it's beautiful outside, but we do have a chance of 100% of precipitation today. So, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in these thunderstorms that they're predicting. Tonight, we have showers before 10, patchy fog. So be very careful if you're driving tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, with our lows of around 44. Now, tomorrow calls for about 30% chance of showers, mostly before 10 a.m., with a high of 63 and overnight lows of 45. Now, Wednesday calls for sunny skies with a high near 67, with, again, gusts predicted up to about 20 miles per hour. And Wednesday night looks like we've got clear skies with overnight lows of 41. We could do more of the forecast with Thursday, Friday, Veterans Day, but we do have showers ahead of us. So just be ready with your umbrella and know that we've do have those gusty winds and fog. The weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, where they are locally owned, a veteran-owned business, which we love our veterans. That's what we're going to be segue into this morning with our Enjoy Moment, which is the 206th issue of Enjoy.
I also want to tell people there's still people without power up in the east side of the county.
Really?
Yeah. Still without. In fact, Anne Marie, who does our community calendar, doesn't have any power. She was doing it with a flashlight and her phone.
And that time.
Here's the other thing I want to tell people about. Because it's raining and your visibility in that great, watch out for deer. Mm. I have seen 6 deer alongside the roads. I'm talking on 44. I'm talking out on,
299.
I mean, out there, and we just had a family, 3 killed, 2 injured. They hit a deer up in Shingletown.
Oh my gosh.
And then went off the road and hit a tree. So just be aware out there. I mean, I'm seeing more deer in the last week dead on the road than I have in years.
That's
so
horrible.
Just be careful out there.
Well, what's the rule of thumb? If they're right in front of you, don't swerve, don't brake.
Just
hit
them.
Over them.
I'm sorry. And some people even say, if you hit your brakes, what you're doing is you're dropping, that drops the front end of your car and could lift them up. If anything, just
through
maintain the speed because your car will handle it or your truck will handle it. But, don't try to avoid them, especially if it's raining.
Well, I think it's natural for us
to
brake for things that are in front of us.
It is.
Like,
but that's what you have to overcome and fight it
because
otherwise you might hit a tree.
Accelerate just a little bit because that'll lift up the car a little bit. But
I'm not going to tell people that either. But anyway, but don't break. How horrible. Don't break.
Hear
but
any
just
of this.
Be aware, because there. I mean, I've never seen this many deer on the side of the road, and they're good sized deer.
Hmm.
All right. Now, on a happy note, we're here with Enjoy, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Good morning, and you two have put together.
Thank you so much for this, by the way.
A veterans issue.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It is a really great veterans issue. I didn't.
Oh my
Rhonda
gosh,
did.
Rhonda.
But she did it remotely because she was gone for the last month.
Let's talk a little bit about your road trip, each of you, if you don't mind. Let's just start because, you know, you work so hard. And again, when we look at the fact that this is your 206th issue, celebrating how many years now?
17.
17, yeah.
17 years.
And this is my first time seeing Rhonda literally in just about over a month.
Right.
Is here right now. She's
right.
She's been gone.
So we need to get you up on that mic that's kind of funky today. Rhonda, you just drove to Ohio.
Yes. Yeah, my husband and I left on the 2nd of February, or of October, and we drove. We got there in 3 days, and then he flew home and then flew back on the 29th. He got back in Ohio on the 29th and then drove home with me.
So you could drive. And you were there with your daughter who's moved there and the grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, I have to ask this. What's there to do in Ohio?
There's a lot to do.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. A lot of people don't know that much.
They live in Mason, Ohio, and really they have four kids, and three of them are in sports. So we went to softball games and football games and soccer games. There's a really nice, right, less than 10 minutes away is Kings Island, which is like a big amusement park.
Oh, okay.
We went there. It's beautiful. Cincinnati is really beautiful.
Uh-huh.
The Bengals are there. My son-in-law works for the Bengals, so.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that helps if you have a really
did
cool,
they win
cool
last,
job.
Did the Bengals win last night?
They did, yes.
Okay.
Yes. My daughter was at the game.
I turned it off.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
If not because, but just, I didn't know football.
Right. But, so, you know, there's beautiful museums. You know, we've been to museums there. We've done a lot of.
And so it's kind of a cool place.
It is pretty cool.
You know,
yeah.
Because a lot of people, when you talk about Ohio,
you don't really think.
I just think of Drew Carey.
Yeah. You don't really get that. So when you think of Ohio, it's
Ohio.
Like, do you get the warm fuzzies? Do you think you could live there?
You know, it is beautiful, and it's green, and the houses are, my daughter lives in a beautiful neighborhood with these beautiful lawns, and it's amazing. But I don't think I could live there. I'm a California girl.
Yeah. Right.
And my daughter's a California girl, and it bothers her sometimes to be there.
Is it flat?
Okay. It's very flat.
Oh, okay. Yes. And you know what?
That's a thing
a
for California.
A friend of ours went to Texas.
And no ocean.
Just went to Texas, and he said, you know, he says there's so many great things about Texas, but it's flat, and he's like us. He's mountain people. And you also had WKRP in Cincinnati, but I don't guess that's still on the air. Anyway,
I just see Drew Carey going, Ohio.
Now, James, you headed to.
I drove my son, who is opening his first stand franchise for Dutch Bros with corporate, to Grapevine, Texas. So I was on a road trip. And let me tell you what, no disrespect, but if you're considering renting a U-Haul, make sure you check the tires before you go. Because we rented a four-tire trailer that was very large, not very large, large enough to take him there. He drove with his brother and his car, and mom and I followed in the trailer, and we had three blowouts on the trailer before we even made it to Texas.
Oh no.
And they were all retreads.
Retreads.
That came up flying apart, and tore the trailer apart. We lost trailer lights. We got pulled over for a ticket for no trailer lights because it had damaged the, I mean, it was an S show. Let me just tell you that.
So did you call them? Did they come out and put
They did. Back? They have a roadside assistance that I found out, obviously, after about 30 minutes of trying to call. And it says, everything's through the app. So, which is fine because, first thing is like, what's your problem?
Yeah.
And you're saying, I need roadside assistance. Then you're like, what's the issue? And you're like, tire. And then it says, do you want to use your location? And you say, yes. And then you see it. And then immediately it starts texting you. A real person starts texting you.
Okay.
We found somebody. They'll be there in 20 minutes, blah, 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 you know. And so it goes through the process. That part of it was, You know, other than having to wait, depending on where you are, the first one was in Bakersfield, so it was like instant.
Right.
The next one was in Sunrise, Texas, which is in the middle of absolutely nowhere. So that took about 45 minutes before we got to see somebody.
So because you are app friendly, mm-hmm. and this is something that you do every single day.
Yeah.
But for those who don't engage in their phone that way,
mm-hmm.
like my parents when they were at sea.
It could be overwhelming.
They just had to have somebody help them. It took them 3 days mm-hmm. to, I can imagine.
My experience in Texas with the U-Haul, it is. I kept hearing this kind of a roaring sound, and I would stop and I'd look at everything. And then about, a third of the way through Texas, there was this bang, and the tire went past us.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, yeah. The tire had come off and passed us, and it took them a little bit longer. This was many, several decades ago.
And a rim.
Yeah. The guys came out, and they fixed it, but it took them a while to get there. But still, you don't expect to see the tire go by you and out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh.
The only thing that stopped it was a barbed wire fence.
Yep.
Those things happen.
So we drove there, and the whole thing for me was Grapevine, Texas is a little outskirt area of Dallas-Fort Worth, Metroplex, and amazing city. I mean, just so much going on everywhere. But my Lord, the road system there in Texas is like you're on another planet. I am sorry, but that is just bizarro.
What?
Well, I mean, the material they use first and foremost is very gray, and so it's really hard at night, at least for me it was, to see any lines at all. So I had no idea where I was. Then they always, everywhere is frontage roads along the freeway. Uh-huh. So it was very strange to me how you had to, you know, the egress and all that stuff. But then when you get to a light to go and it tells you, it says, you know, on your GPS, make a U-turn. Well, in California, a U-turn is you just come to the light and you do a U-turn. In Texas, a U-turn is they actually have a U-turn lane that's to the farthest left, right? And so if you're crossing over an overpass, you have the farthest lane to the left that actually is a divided lane on the bridge that actually allows you to just turn and go across the bridge and go down the frontage road on the other side. The next lane is the lane to turn left when you want to stay in traffic. But the other side of the bridge has the same thing for the other traffic side, and it's divided. So you feel like there's lanes and cars going in every direction on a overpass. And it's very scary feeling at first until you get used to it, because you don't know if you're turning into the right lane or if you're turning
into... It's like a roundabout.
Yeah, on a bridge.
Do you know something? And then everybody goes, there's some California.
However, once you get it, I thought, well, this is kind of clever. Yeah. You just have to know it works.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. We're talking about the 206 issue. We're going right there. A lot of things, veterans and highlights and so on and so forth. And we'll be right back.
You can buy me a truck to pull it. You can buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. But it can buy me a boat.
Win a Sundance Spa on November 9th at the VFW in Anderson, sponsored by the local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the Shasta County Gun Owners. There's never been a more important time to celebrate American patriotism and the Second Amendment. $40 gets you an amazing dinner by Rockin' P and a chance to win a Sundance Spa. Live auction and drawing items include CCW classes, guns, desserts, and more. Tickets available at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas in Jones Fort. Call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Veterans Day week.
I would say that song was just a tad bit patriotic.
I would think so. Hey, 8:21 in the morning here on the 6th of November, and this portion of the show brought to you by the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, announcing the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program. The whole idea behind it is to stop debilitating falls for older adults and persons with disabilities. If you think that you could be in this program, and they come out and they do, they help, you know, safety-ize your house as far as handles and support areas and all that. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and this is their Veterans Day issue of Enjoy, issue number 206. And you've got a guy in uniform and his wife out in front of an aircraft. Not a jet aircraft.
No, I was going to say that one was a tough one for us because we were like combing the airport looking for some type of a military. But you know what? It's got wings and a propeller and it flies.
And he's in uniform.
He's a flyboy.
And I just want to say is that this issue, and it starts on page 20. Well, that I mean, it's so many things in there, but on the page 23, it's from Enjoy Veterans Day, honoring all who serve. We are forever grateful. And then you start into a variety of veteran support organizations.
Yeah.
It's just really good.
Surprisingly enough, you know, I don't know that it's ever going to be solved. You know, like I've explained to Yvonne for a long time, we have a son that's on the spectrum, right? He has autism. And even at this our age, this age, his age, whatever, you're still constantly trying to find support, right? Mm-hmm. It, and you would think in today's age it would be super easy. And same in the veterans category, I feel like, right? It's like there are services galore, but so many people miss finding them, right?
Absolutely.
And so the whole thing about being able to provide services but also get the word out that, you know, there are services, to me, is really super important. And so this issue actually does cover, at least from a positive perspective, things that we have in the area and people that we have in the area that are really dedicated to being able to support veterans and guide them and provide them with either, you know, medical health, mental health, spiritual, from, you know, contacting them to go fishing with a guide who's, you know, healed from within just by, you know, the community of the fishermen and being to meet mm-hmm. all the people that he brings on fishing expeditions and just the calmness on the water, or just, you know, that time we were talking about earlier this morning when you have time to get into your head and sort things out because it's peaceful or quiet or, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, so like you were saying on page 24, it says in-service Reading Veteran Affairs Clinic. This is the new clinic that's across the street from the
Veterans Home.
Right. And, boy, I'll tell you, when they were building it, I was like, wow, I thought it was, you know, to me, I expected it to be look like the size of a veterinarian clinic, you know, like, but this thing is like a full-blown hospital.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's state-of-the-art. And, yeah, so we have a really, really great article here that talks about the Veterans Hospital and the people that are in it and the services that they provide and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you have anything to add to that, Rhonda? Or you would know.
Well,
I mean, this is
you
kind
know,
of your
I go, to that, I go to that clinic.
Do you?
And
oh, that's right.
I've had the same doctor since I moved to Reading. How many other people can say that? Mm. Dr. Templado. But they're very, you know, they're very service oriented.
And where was he before the hospital? Did he have a private practice?
No, he's always been at the VA.
Oh, really?
And he's getting ready, I'm sure, to retire here at any mm-hmm. time. And he said, as long as he was my doctor, I was okay. And I said, well, I expect you to at least be my doctor till I'm 90.
Mm.
And he goes,
well, that's only what, a year and a half away, right?
Yeah. Some days it feels like that. But the clinic, when you tie it in with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, which you have another article on page 33.
Pay it forward.
And Wes Tucker and his group mm-hmm. there, as veterans need assistance, and they'll come down to the office. They get them everything from a 214 to aid and assistance that they rate, but also get them into the VA system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many veterans out there are not in the system.
And why do you think that is?
You know,
they're not in the system because they haven't, or they just don't take advantage. When you leave the military, that would be an automatic thing.
Well,
When
I first,
you have a card or something.
When I first got out, when I first retired, I didn't go to the VA. I didn't do anything. I went on to other jobs and all this. It wasn't until I got back from my last tour in 07, and I had come up here, and people were talking about a VA clinic, so I just went over there to see it. Mm. And that's how I got into it there. And
I would see, for me, it's like, okay, you're leaving the military. Here is your lifetime VA card, right? Like, you use it like a license. It's good for the rest of your life, and, you know, here's a number to call when you want services.
Well, they do. They've got they give you a card.
Oh, they do. Okay.
When you're in the system, you've got a card, and it's a plastic
card. People lose them,
and it's a plastic, just like it. You know, it's got your photo on it and all that. But what Wesley and his people do is help people get them into the system, or they're in the system, but they need, like, they've earned benefits while on active duty, and they've been injured. Say you're a 22-year-old, you break your leg.
Mm-hmm.
In a training accident or whatever, and they don't think about it, but years later, that leg's giving them problems, mm-hmm. or their back, or they can't hear mm-hmm. not all of a sudden, but over the years because of all the explosions. Tucker can and his people get them in there and get them the benefits that they've earned,
mm-hmm.
and in many cases, it's a form of disability and have money tied to that. I think last year the Shasta County Veterans Service Office brought in, I don't know if it's in here,
but it's something like $3 million of benefits
to
the veterans in our county up here.
And what Carl's talking about is the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and this is a special guy here that has a heart, Wesley Tucker, that obviously operates it, or is maybe the point of contact at the front door.
Yeah.
But I love what it says at the very first paragraph. It says, "The Soldier's Creed states, I will never leave a fallen comrade." These are the words that at the heart of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
So many heroes that you pay tribute to in this. But I would like to go back for just a moment in the Reading Veterans Affairs Clinic.
Yep.
And at the end, let us never forget Maurice Johannesson, who comes by regularly. He's been such a huge, what I want to say, his love for veterans. He served our country. He's been a state senator and a secretary of the California Department of Veterans Affairs. He owns the Knighton Road property.
Mm.
Not only that, he advocated tirelessly for the construction of this clinic many years ago, but let's also remember about the chapel out at the Igo Cemetery.
Oh, and the cemetery itself.
Right.
Senator Johannesson.
Talk about somebody that just won't quit.
He doesn't. And now the chapel, by the way, that was closed for 18 months is open again.
Yes. Finally. Applaud that. Thank you.
But thank you very much for that, Linda, because Senator Johannesson Mojo has had such
was
a
that
huge
his nickname,
impact.
Mojo?
Mojo.
That's awesome.
Has had such a tremendous impact in getting the original
Does he know that?
And then this one. Oh, he knows.
Yeah, he knows. Okay. Yeah.
He's awesome. I just love talking
I know.
To him.
We did a story or something not too long ago, and he was in the office, and he brought a bunch of memorabilia, stuff that we could use.
He's so interesting.
No,
but this article.
And where is he from originally?
Norway?
Norway?
Yeah, so, Norway. I mean, this is a testament to somebody that's come to this country that's not even originally from the States who behaves, in my opinion, better than most Americans.
Right, and I think it's those people that come from maybe war-torn countries
that
appreciate that they can be on this soil and have the freedoms.
But not even a war-torn country. I mean, you're talking about Netherlands, which is a very, first-world country, but yet it's still also very what's high taxes, socialism in a lot of ways, and things.
Look at the amount of people who have come from India and have, their medical doctors, their physicians, their teachers, that have come to our country, and they all think this is the greatest thing in the world.
Well,
for sure. The United States of America.
There's so much industry in Ohio when I was there, and there are so many people from India that live there. I couldn't believe so much industry, and it's probably they're there because they
guess what?
They can make a living. They can make their lives there. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 hospitals in the nation when it comes to cardiac affairs, as evidenced by the Watson Health Institute. They have also a teaching hospital, as you all well know, and have 13 residents there going through school, and they're helping out not only in the hospital but out at the VA clinic and the Reading Rancheria clinic and the specialists here in town. This is going to be an ongoing program, my friends. 13 this year, 10 the next, 12 the next, and we're going to have a number of physicians hoping that they see what a great place this is, and they're going to want to stay. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
now at Black Bear Diner. Enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burnt chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip Benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier oil change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can hear us anywhere in the world at KCNR1460.com. We stream all of our shows and we archive all of our shows. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right across the right off of Athens, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. They work by appointments, but also on drop-ins. So if you give them a call at 530-244-9478, you can set up an appointment, or you can just drop in. If they got an open spot, you're going to get a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. I've never had a bad haircut there. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And this issue is really strong on the on veterans this time.
Yeah, so,
plus,
you know,
plus other, many other
oh,
stories.
Yeah, many other things. We always have had themes, but we have it's been developed a little bit more strongly with our sales team and Rhonda and all the gang of, you know, finding a focus for each issue and running with it and then filling it in. I mean, because there's so many stories in every issue that give you things that are alternatives to what the story, in case it's just not your total bag, right? You still have things you can do. So that's what's so cool about it. We have another really great article that we were talking just touched on briefly before the commercial break on page 26 that says On the Fly, Matt Dull's Grunt Fly Fishing.
Yeah.
And this is a really cool thing. This guy, look at him. He looks cool. Look at him standing there with that beautiful,
very
beautiful
large
tribe, right? And that big old beard. Anyway, he is a Marine, and he has done two tours of duty and then a small stint with the Forest Service as a hotshot. So needless to say, I'm assuming he's probably seen a lot of things, done a lot of things, high adrenaline, that kind of stuff. And this is his story about him becoming a fishing guide. He used to fly fish with his grandpa Lou, and so that was the thing that he really enjoyed growing up. But now he's made it a part of his life, and he talks about how fishing has actually given him that clarity and that mind space to be able to heal and rectify, you know, the changes after coming back from active duty in the military, and then obviously being a hotshot, let's say throw yourself out of an airplane into a fire.
That's another adrenaline pump.
Right. So he has a service, and he talks about how cool it is to be networked with so many other fisher people and guides here in the area, but his love for getting to experience the individuals that he's taking out on the water and you know, communicating to them the experience of fishing. And, you know, we take for granted that we just live here, but, you know, so many people don't actually really realize that we have some of the best fishing in the world, literally in the heart of our city. Fishing right here by Turtle Bay and following that down through Park Marina and stuff, it just, you don't really think about it. I mean, you drive across 44 Bridge, and I always see people at certain times of the year and their waders out there working and stuff. But, I mean, it's an incredible place that we live, that to have this type of water, the water that comes from the lakes.
And fly fishermen come from around the world to be here.
We've got the
premier booking company.
Well, this is one of the premier fisheries in the United States, maybe the world, when it comes to this. So the other thing that you've mentioned in this, too, is that Matt works with the Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing Organization. Mm-hmm. I'm a member of that. I get asked to go out fly fishing all the time. They're a great group of guys. They have an event every year that I've been honored to be the MC for. But that was started kind of like what Matt's doing, is to help veterans come back and kind of helps them with easing back into, everyday work. But it because fly fishing, if you've ever gone fly fishing, it's just – it's remarkable because you're out there, and Project Healing Waters also allows you to be along stream, stream sides, plus in the boats. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Matt, I've heard nothing but good things about Matt Dahl.
A woman's version of it too that I believe is still an organization called Casting for Recovery. I think it is.
It could be
Casting for Recovery. I think we did a thing for them as well at Rolling Hills once.
Well, it's the Healing Waters, Project Healing Waters for every veteran.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make your own rods. I mean, it's a good article.
And I think it was kind of cool. He was going to use his GI Bill to go to nursing school and registered at Simpson. And then, because he was a medic when he was a Marine, and then he decided he wanted to do this fly fishing thing. Yeah. And I think that.
Healing the mind.
Well, that's the big thing.
Well, you heal the mind, the body follows.
Well, it's like,
in a lot of
like
ways.
You say, sometimes a long drive or a road trip can really help with that.
So you have 13 counties.
It's called Grunt Fly Fishing and Matt Dahl.
All right. So then you've got 13 counties, because we go through the magazine. We see like a bed and breakfast out of Chico. That's something that I love how you highlight that. And you have Yreka a coffee shop, as well as what's happening in Yreka with their special events that are coming up. And I think December they're going to be having a lighting ceremony in Yreka.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We have a well-trained police academy and college in the Siskiyous. So Siskiyou County, we have a representative. Yeah, we don't get to cover every single county and every issue, but it's definitely on rotation. It's definitely about material that we're discovering, finding, given access to. Mm-hmm. So, we definitely try to embrace true Northern California.
There's always going to be stories about Redding, because that's where we are. Mm-hmm. Always a story about something in Tehama County and in Siskiyou County.
Right.
Because there's a lot going on in Siskiyou County.
There is.
For as few people as there are in Siskiyou County by landmass and population, there is a lot going on in Siskiyou County.
So let's switch, if you don't mind, just shift for a second over to the store.
Oh, sure.
And as we think about the Enjoy store, and you've moved, are we celebrating a year?
Two years.
Unbelievable. Okay, mm-hmm. 2 years. You have brought in like a state-of-the-art coffee mm-hmm. machine. Can you share that a little bit with our listeners again?
So,
there's a visual there.
Yeah, so I will clarify that we were looking at a state-of-the-art that was going to be all self-serve, and we kind of came to the conclusion that we thought it might be a little, how do I say this without sounding rude? It might be just a little too much for the Reading area at this point. So we went more traditional because that's kind of who we are as well.
Right.
So we do have a new espresso machine, but it's manual. We actually will have a barista.
Oh, I love that.
You can get a coffee in a cup to go, or you can get a coffee and sit in a handmade mug by one of our artists. We have that available as of Monday today.
So this is what I love that
we
were talking about.
So it just starts today,
mm-hmm.
nope,
where
much.
People come in and they just want to, like, when a girlfriend says, let's have coffee,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can walk out the front, go down there to enjoy, have somebody join me for coffee that's brewed in a beautiful environment where you can sit in a couch.
Yeah, we can do drip
and
coffee.
And shop.
Or we can do, a latte or a mocha. Simple, but yes. Uh-huh. And then our hope is in the not too distant future, we're going to be partnering with a bakery. So we will have baked goods that we'll have available in the morning. And then eventually, hopefully some, lunch and evening items. Like, if you come in for the wine bar, you can order a charcuterie. If you're in the midday, you could have like a panini and salad or some soup and stuff. And these are as much as we can serve from things that we carry in our store, so that if you really like something, you can pick up some of the ingredients that, we've used to make them. We have a really great soup that we carry right now that you can buy, but we will be serving it.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's share with our listeners a little bit.
Let's take a break.
Coming back, let's talk more about when you pre-plan your Christmas and your lists and getting into the Enjoy store so that you don't mm-hmm. come in at the last minute with those beautiful gift baskets and the crates that you guys do.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because I'm looking at it right now, and I was just thinking when you're drinking coffee or you're sipping your coffee, all the great gift ideas mm-hmm. you have there in your holiday shop.
I just know what you were talking about, state-of-the-art. So what you were talking about was our roaster.
Right.
Yes.
Our roaster is one of the most state-of-the-art machines
yes.
in the
yes.
world. Yeah.
Okay.
Not the actual brewer, the roaster.
Okay. Yes, okay.
The roaster. So you were right, but it just took me a second to click.
Okay, well, then I probably should have said roaster over brewer.
Linda's usually five thoughts ahead of me anyway. Okay, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Kick off your Veterans Day weekend, Thursday, November 9th, 6 p.m., Anderson VFW. Each dinner by Rock and Pea gets you a 1 in 500 chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Auction fundraiser with great prizes, including firearms by Shasta County Gun Owners, chapter of California Rifle and Pistol Association. Tickets in Reading at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas or Jones Fort. Donate or volunteer, call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Our morning show here on KCNR. How are you today? Looks like we're going to have around 63 today will be our highs. We do have patchy fog tonight. We just want to remind you to be very careful. There is a possibility of thunderstorms with a gust of wind up to 20 miles per hour. That is the forecast, by the way. Tonight, showers again. And again, that patchy fog after 10. So if you've got to drive or you're going up to anywhere in the mountains, please be very mindful of that, as well as gusts to 20 miles per hour. And now Tuesday, tomorrow calls for about 30% chance of showers, mainly before 10 a.m. So that's our overnight, you know, coming into the morning with our highs of 63 and Tuesday night around 45. As we progress through the week, and you want to hear this on this Monday morning as you prepare, 67 on Wednesday, gusts of wind again up to about 20 miles per hour Wednesday night. Overnight lows around 41 Thursday, showers once again with our highs of 61, and Thursday night showers likely between 10 and 4. Friday, chance of showers, that's our Marine Corps birthday on that day with a high of 62 Friday night, mostly clear with overnight lows of around 44. On Veterans Day, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. Saturday night, partly cloudy with our overnight lows of around 45. Now, see if you can remember all that, but it looks like right away, we're just going to have fog, scattered showers, that is the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson.
Watch out for deer. Okay, now we're here with Enjoy the magazine, but now we're with Enjoy the Store. We're talking to James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, and it's getting to be that time. So, people, if you want to buy those boxes,
yep,
probably a good time now to come in and start planning that.
So we have on. What was it, page 54 and 55, a little spread on some enjoyable gift for the holidays that we're going to be pre-packing. So for if you don't have the creative bone and you don't want to have to work at it, we can do that for you. And so that's super cool. We can also, just as a reminder, we have a shipping crate that we use the U.S. Postal flat rate service, so it can go anywhere in the country no matter what it weighs, or up to 70 pounds for one flat rate. We're starting that whole process. We have some new ways of also packing things out. We have some really cool juke bags that you can do it, just really simple, and it's useful to work after that. And then we also have got a lot of really great, like, grass woven market bags and stuff That would make great, just a great gift if you're giving somebody something local. You know,
so what did you say again about your flat rate? So if somebody decides that they want to buy something.
So we have a wooden crate that are handmade for us.
Right.
And these are designed to fit right into the U.S. Postal flat rate box. So we designed it so that it just slides right in. We shrink wrap it, put a bow on it, right, and send it on its way. And it's a flat rate no matter if it weighs 1 pound or if it weighs 70 pounds.
Fantastic.
If you can make it fit, then it will ship. And we don't, there's no upcharge. It's the exact same rate as the U.S. Postal Service, but we will handle it for you. So you just provide us with the address to where it's going, and we'll make sure that it shows that it's coming from you and going to your loved ones. And it usually takes anywhere from 2 to 3 days to get anywhere in the country.
All right, so I like this idea because what we Carl's sister and brother-in-law do every year is, hey, do you want that, what kind of butterball? I mean, it's a...
the ham.
It's a ham from...
You know, it's the...
the viral
ham.
The spiral but it's ham, from it's the famous...
Honey-baked ham.
Honey-baked,
Was it honey-baked? I was going to say, was it Dave and... I was going to say Dave and Buster.
No.
But what's that
honey-baked
one?
Honey-baked. So,
it's a honey-baked. Yeah. They send it to us every year, and they said, how many people, and we tell them.
Yeah, and so...
I love ham, because I would love that
gift. Absolutely. Awesome. It's just an annual present, and we end up taking it to Sacramento with our folks, and everybody gets a piece.
I thought you were going to say Harry and David. That's
no, no, but, I mean, what your gift baskets are beautiful to be able to send. To where people can, I like the snacky idea where you can try a little jam.
Well, a lot of people
here,
are like, oh, this is so hard to pick for these people. They have everything. And that's when we say consumables.
Yes.
Right? People love to experience the new types of things from a, you know, a Sierra Nevada beer brittle, you know, something unique or. You know, our own, which was really great. We use, you know, when you think of like Costco and Kirkland, right?
Right.
You think Kirkland brand. Well, Costco goes out and sources the best of the best to put under their Kirkland brand. We have Reading Goods Company. That's our in-house brand, and we work with producers all over here in the North State to bottle and package some of the best products that the North State has to offer, but it's under the Reading Goods brand. So it's a taste of home, kind of speak, if you wanted to send somebody, send something to somebody that maybe lived in Reading, you know, or you just want to share how cool Reading is. You can send a copy of the magazine with, you know, some balsamic olive oils, pistachios, candles, you know, you name it, jams that are all made from local under the Reading Goods brand.
I tell you what, I love the jams and jellies you all have. Yeah.
Sorry, poor Rhonda.
Yeah, Rhonda's in here sneezing.
When you get a tickle in your throat, we all know that we've experienced this in the last 2 weeks. With
you just
people
can't
that
get
are,
rid of it.
No, people
my
have
nose
been,
has been running for 2 weeks.
And people have come
weeks.
In and they've had to leave the room, and we're trying to finish a show and going, you know, I mean, it's just in the
I just
air.
Tell
right?
her, go
it's
outside and cough your brains out.
Poor thing.
I know. I think her and Daryl caught a cold right on their way back,
oh,
so they
boy.
Drove across the country like sneezing and hacking.
Right. We went to the National Finals Rodeo last year. Everybody came home with something, and I'm not talking gold buckles either. So that would have been nice.
Yeah, right.
So we
just barely scratched the surface of this issue
and
all the things.
Well, we've been talking about your store, and there's a lot of wonderful things for veterans, and you've got this, an author's fair. Now, we had them come on, but that's happening this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
The right idea for those people. Everybody has a book in them.
Yep. Yeah, and we actually carry, we don't carry the books like we used to at the store, but we definitely have books. Most of them are on, like, the history of the area or the Sacramento River. They're things that are, you know, physically, people are interested in knowing the history kind of a stuff. And then, you know, we have a section in here about, like, what we're thankful about as a team in our area. And
where's that?
Well,
that's on page 82.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
The
I
gift
love that.
Of gratitude. And you know what? That's really so important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked to somebody the other day, and Linda and I now try to get up in the morning and say, what am I thankful for?
Mm.
And then, I mean, there's so many bad things or things
that
are
so crazy.
And Linda's sitting there staring at you with her hands boxed around
I'm
her face,
always,
framed like me.
I'm always grateful for Linda. But, I mean, just things that if you just start off your day with saying, you know, this is what I'm thankful for, and this is really good what you have here on your million times. many moments, a gift of gratitude. So,
and don't forget North State Giving Tuesday, November 28th.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
coming.
There's all kinds of nonprofits that could use.
100 and something. Is it 100 and something nonprofits
there's
up here?
Or?
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So,
and the Reading Garden of Lights is coming. So, you know, we're that time of year again. People, you know, again, yeah. It seems like people are forgetting all the time how fast that the holidays come. They're like,
here.
Bam,
they're here.
Yeah.
We start this week on the 9th, and then we've got the 10th Marine Corps Ball, and then the Veterans Day, and then we don't stop until, like, after January 5th.
And we're going to be broadcasting live. We want to remind everybody we will be at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, where we will do 3 live broadcasts on the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
How cool.
And those morning shows will be there, and we'll be having all of the people that are in charge of, like, putting the National Rodeo. They also come to the Reading.
Sure.
Amazing, amazing time.
Yeah.
So you'll be in, you said, in Vegas?
We'll be in Las Vegas for that whole week. But the
See if you guys can get tickets to go to that new Sphere thing.
Oh,
I've heard that's just mind-blowing.
Well, you and your children would probably love to do that. I don't know if we want to. When you're talking about that big roller coaster.
No. This is the new, it's like the largest LED screen inside and out in the world.
Oh.
It's like an entire stadium that's 360.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. We saw it when they were building it last time.
Yeah.
There. Anyway, thank you so much for being with
thank
us.
Thank you.
And enjoy the stores. It's on Market Street, right down from us.
Yep.
What's your address?
1261 Market.
Old
Board Mart building.
Just remember, gratitude sweetens even the smallest moments.
God bless America.